Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 7, 1 to 14. The book of Hebrews, chapter 7, the verses 1 to 14. This Melchizedek was king of Salem and priest of God Most High. He met Abraham, returning from the defeat of the kings, and blessed him, and Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. First, the name Melchizedek means king of righteousness. Then also king of Salem means king of peace. Without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. Just think how great he was. Even the patriarch Abraham gave him a tenth of the plunder. Now the law requires the descendants of Levi, who become priests, to collect a tenth from the people, that is, from their fellow Israelites, even though they also are descended from Abraham. This man, however, did not trace his descent from Levi, yet he collected a tenth from Abraham and blessed him who had the promise. And without doubt, the lesser is blessed by the greater. In the one case, the tenth is collected by people who die, but in the other case, by him who is declared to be living. One might even say that Levi, who collects the tenth, paid the tenth through Abraham, because when Melchizedek met Abraham, Levi was still in the body of his ancestor. If perfection could have been attained through the Levitical priesthood, and indeed the law given to the people established that priesthood, why was there still need for another priest to come, one in the order of Melchizedek, not in the order of Aaron? For when the priesthood is changed, the law must be changed also. He of whom these things are said belonged to a different tribe, and no one from that tribe has ever served at the altar. For it is clear that our Lord descended from Judah, and in regard to that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests. Let us reflect on the theme, Unveiling Christ's Eternal Priesthood. Unveiling Christ's Eternal Priesthood. Hebrews 7, 1-14 is a comparison drawn between Christ and the enigmatic Melchizedek, the king of Salem and priest of the Most High God. The passage reveals Christ's priesthood in a new, powerful light as an eternal testament that transcends traditional boundaries and earthly lineage. Melchizedek was shrouded in mystery and veneration. He emerged not just as a figure from the past, but as light pointing to Christ's unparalleled priesthood. Imagine a priesthood that is not confined by genealogy or the limitations of human institutions, but marked by its everlasting nature and foundational to the groundbreaking covenant. Through the lens of Melchizedek's fleeting yet significant appearance, we are invited to witness a seamless transition from the Old Testament's Levitical priesthood to the New Testament's revelation of Jesus as the ultimate high priest. Unlike his predecessors, Jesus is anointed by God himself, establishing a priesthood that renders the old Levitical order obsolete and heralds a superior pathway to divine communion. My dear friends, Hebrews 7, 1-14 makes us think of Jesus in a special way, comparing him to a mysterious character named Melchizedek. Melchizedek was a king and a priest a long time ago, and he is kind of a hint about how special Jesus' role as a priest is. Imagine having a friend who can talk to God directly for us. someone who doesn't need to be part of a special family or group to do this, but is chosen by God because of who they are forever. That is what Jesus is like. He is like this amazing bridge between us and God that doesn't get old or break down because he is chosen by God himself. For us during Lent, this is a big deal. Lent is a time when we are trying to get closer to God, to understand him more, and to clean up our lives from things that keep us away from him. Jesus Christ being this special kind of priest means we have a direct line to God. We can talk to him, ask for forgiveness, and feel closer to him, not because we are perfect or because we have earned it, but because Jesus has made a way for us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does understanding Jesus as our eternal high priest, similar to Melchizedek, change the way we approach our relationship with God during Lent? Number two, what aspects of your life might you need to reassess or clean up to fully embrace the path to divine communion that Jesus as our high priest has established? Dear Heavenly Father, in the quietude of our hearts, we are in awe of the mystery and unparalleled majesty of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Heavenly High Priest. We are infinitely thankful for the revelation of his transcendent priesthood, a gift that surpasses all before it and everything imaginable. Enlighten our minds to fully understand his singular role as our mediator and advocate, strengthening our faith in the complete salvation he bestows upon us. May our reflections on his timeless priesthood draw us closer to you, fostering a deeper connection and reliance on your grace. Let the peace and grace that come from acknowledging Jesus as our perpetual priest fill our lives as we offer our prayers in his holy name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.